A couple of blocks down the street from the new Superior grocery store is Ramos's barbershop. For 25 years, Jose Ramos has run this neighborhood shop. He says his new neighbor is already changing the block.
But I've been here for over 24 years, so I see people like it. You know, you can see a lot of people walking right now. You never seen like this.
For people living near this part of Central Avenue, just south of downtown, something as simple as a new grocery store is a cause for celebration. Before Superior arrived here, there were no full-service grocery stores for miles.
I live in 41st and to 21st, you know, it's only little markets, you know, only liquors and all that. So we don't have, you know, a closed market just like this one right here.
Johnny, who preferred not to offer his last name, was waiting outside Superior, standing guard over two strollers and four cranky toddlers. Johnny was there for the store's grand opening, completed by music from the Manual Arts High School Marching Band. Before the Superior arrived, Johnny and his family walked to the Super on Gage Avenue, 3.5 miles to the south.
Well, it will take like probably like 35 minutes just one way, you know, going back and forth and making lines on the store. That makes us like 3 hours, you know.
I think sometimes I get frustrated because people don't realize the urgency of getting projects like this funded and built in a community that has been so underserved for so long.
That's Jan Perry, the area's councilwoman. This project is just a start for Central Avenue, she said. Above the Superior at 20th Street are 85 affordable housing apartments. Also under construction are a Fresh and Easy supermarket at Central and Adams that will include 100 units of mixed housing, plus 100 new units of housing for seniors further down the road.
Why did you pick Central Ave?
Because of the history. Because of the history, because of what it means to people, not only people who are still here, but what brought people here. The history in the sense that it was an arts and cultural corridor. It was the place where people would walk after church on Easter and socialize. It was the backbone or the spine of the African-American middle class historically. And, you know, I'm a student of history, and I really felt that it was important to give people back a piece of their history and restore the luster of this street.
It's obvious to anyone who visits that Central Avenue has changed. It is now largely Hispanic. And as the barber Jose Ramos said, the street gets pretty lonely at night. But Ramos added that everyone's talking about the plans for Central. Things like fixed sidewalks, more trees and lights, extra police patrols and parking meters. Give it 5 or 10 years, he said, and this place will really be transformed. For Annenberg Radio News, this is Matthew Richmond.